saying it's a progressive tax, and I thought we as conservatives were against that. If you're going to have a tax, shouldn't it at least be for what you use, somehow related to a head tax? Okay, you have four people in the household, you pay X amount times a factor of four.
Yeah, yes.
And, I mean, doesn't that make more sense?
It of course it does, and yes, we can talk about all the different examples, but here's the heart of the matter. The tax burden in Missouri is too high. We are spending twice per person in this state what states like Florida are spending per person. We have such a sickness and such a epidemic of government spending in Jefferson City that we have stagnated our state. And it's been led, and it hurts me to say this, but it's been led by Mike Parson, who has grown government spending more in his 5 years of being the governor of the state than all the Democratic governors combined going back to the founding of Missouri.
But he told us he just vetoed $600 trillion worth of bills last. What was it? $500 million?
$50 to $100 million.
Here's what else frustrates me about Mike Parson. He actually said on the radio yesterday, right after I interviewed, he said, well, we've cut income taxes three times. Well, aren't we doing enough? Here's the reality. For every dollar of taxes that Mike Parson has signed into law, he has grown spending by $20. So the idea that we have done had a serious effort to lower the tax burden is false in this state.
All right. I do want to obviously, and I appreciate you coming on because you always answer
this.
It's always tough to find out what Bill Igel's really thinking. It's always,
exactly.
It's always
tough. So, and I do want to remind everybody, after we're done with Bill, we got Representative Curtis Gregory, Senator Rusty Black, and Representative Tim Taylor of Speed. They're all going to join us together. But I just want to talk in general quickly about the Senate in general, because some believe that last year you filibustered on the final day because you were trying to make a point, obviously. In terms of this year, do you plan to filibuster again? And talk about your decision to filibuster the final day of the session last year, because you basically, once you took the floor, you talked until the end.
Right. So last year was an attempt, in many cases, by many of the more conservative members of the Senate to extend an olive branch and give an opportunity for compromise and statesmanship and diplomacy to really take hold in that chamber to get some of these big policy ideas done. Let's be honest. Those offers were rejected by our colleagues. It was a mistake to wait till the last day to start filibustering. And this year, we're going to take a different route. This year, after seeing diplomacy fail so spectacularly last year, this year is going to be about accountability. This year is going to be about holding the feet to the fire to Republicans who continually say the same thing year after year in campaign season, like we're going to cut your tax burden. And then they turn around and they hold up the biggest tax cuts we've ever seen so they can get an expansion of sports gambling. So I don't care who it is that's doing it this year. And if I got a filibuster every day from now until the end of session to get even a small personal property tax cut done, then that's what we're going
to
do.
And just to follow up, you are prepared, if need be, to get personal property cuts. You are prepared right here live on the radio to filibuster every day if need be. Did I hear that correctly?
If that is what's required, you bet. I'll start reading the dictionary.
That's a big deal.
But you probably are aware. I'm not telling anything you don't know. There are people in this audience, when I talk to them on the street, you know, just casually, they're saying, you know what? I can't make sense. I like Bill Igel. I like Cindy O'Loughlin. I personally like both of you guys. I consider you personal friends. But it's getting to the point where many people will say, if they can't get their act together somehow, we're going to throw all the bums out. Yeah. I'm hearing those kind of things.
Yes.
What's your response?
So I'm hearing that too. In fact, the reason I'm so frustrated and I'm so angry is because I went down there to Jefferson City to do these big red Republican things. I'm not going down there with the intention to fight with folks. But I tell you what, if the Republican supermajorities thinks that they're just going to pass these sludge do nothing bills and expand government and expand spending